Many new parents of twins are consumed with the cost of childcare. Paying for two or more kids leaves many parents wondering if they can even afford to go back to work. But there is another option that provides quality care and flexibility at an affordable rate, all while introducing your family to new and exciting cultures. I'm Maria Dozman with Au Pair in America and a former host mom. And today we're talking about how au pairs can be a cost-effective childcare option for all parents of twins. This is Twin Talks.
The ultrasound shows your babies to be healthy.
What? Did you say babies? You're huge. Are you having twins?
Are they natural?
Which one do you like better?
Twins, huh? My neighbor's cousin's brother's uncle's a twin.
So can they read each other's minds?
How do you tell them apart?
Twins? You got a two for one.
Do twins run in your family?
Double trouble.
You're not having any more, are you?
At least you're not octomom.
If you're pregnant with twins or you're an experienced twin parent, odds are you've heard it all before. Now it's time to hear from the experts. This is Twin Talks, parenting times two. Welcome to Twin Talks, broadcasting from the Birth Education Center of San Diego. Twin Talks is your online, on-the-go support group for expecting and new parents of twins. I'm your host, Christine Stewart Fitzgerald. We know twin parents are very busy, so download the Twin Talks app available in the Android, iTunes, and Windows Marketplace so you can listen to our shows when you're away from your computer. If you want to have our episodes delivered straight to you, then subscribe to our podcast through iTunes, and each new episode will automatically download to your mobile device. Turn this over to Sunny and talk about our virtual panelist program.
Yeah. So if you guys aren't here in the studio with us in beautiful San Diego, there are several ways that you can participate in our show. So like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. And as we continue today's conversation, I'm going to be posting relevant questions that we're talking about here in the studio. It's a great way for you to ask our expert your own questions about au pairs. Be sure to use the hashtag TwinTalksVP. VP stands for virtual panelist, and we'll get your questions answered.
All right, well, let's get started. And I'd like to introduce everyone that we have here in the studio and on the phone. I've got twin girls who are 5 years old, and I do have a singleton. And for the first 2 years of my girls' lives, we had au pairs. It's been such a wonderful experience for our family. And I'm going to turn this over to Maria. Maybe you can tell us a little bit how you got familiar with au pairs.
Sure. My name is Maria Dozman, and I'm not the mom of twins. My two girls now are 9 and 12, but I participated in the program as a host mom. I just saw from friends how transformative it was and helpful for their lives, and became involved with the program at a time when I really needed it.
Mm-hmm.
It was helpful.
Yes.
It was great.
It's just such a unique experience. Okay, and how about Rachel on the phone with us today?
Hi, everyone. My name is Rachel, and I have 5-month-old identical twin boys and a 6-year-old singleton. And I have an au pair right now, and she is amazing. I love her. She's great with the boys, and it's been a great experience thus far.
And Sunny.
Yeah, and I'm Sunny, everybody. I have 4 children of my own, and my oldest is about to turn 5. He's a boy. And I have a 3-year-old boy as well. And then I have identical twin girls who are about 18 months. And I don't have personal experience using au pairs. It was something that my husband and I talked about. And now, especially that my kids are older, I'm like, I think we should get an au pair. So I'm going to be taking notes today as you ladies are talking. Before we get started with today's show, we'd like to announce a new partnership that we're really excited about. New Mommy Media, creator of Twin Talks, is officially partnering with Multiples of America to produce new episodes of Twin Talks. So Multiples of America is the national network behind the local twin clubs around the country. In fact, there are currently more than 300 local clubs representing 20,000 individual members, and will be partnering together on content, which means we'll be planning episodes that really matter to parents of multiples. And we're also combining our communities and our reach so that each month thousands and thousands of parents can benefit from our episodes and we can really make a difference. So that's the big news. If you haven't joined a local twin club yet, we really encourage you to get involved. Google Multiples of America for more information.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Today's topic is Au Pairs, affordable childcare for your twins, and we're talking with Maria Dozman of Au Pair in America. Au Pair in America is the nation's first recognized au pair program here in the U.S., and during the last 30 years, they provided host families with more than 90,000 au pairs. And Maria was one of those families who had an au pair in her home. So thanks for joining us, Maria.
Thank you for having me.
After our interview with Maria, we'll tell you about a special discount Au Pair in America is offering all the Twin Talks listeners. First of all, I know, you know, we said au pair and people are like, well, what is that? What language is that? What is an au pair? How does it differ from like a live-in nanny?
Sure. An au pair is an international visitor between the ages of 18 and 26 years of age who chooses to come to the U.S. to gain a better understanding and appreciation of American life while living with an American family and caring for their young children. By definition, though, au pair means on par or equal to, and as it's a cultural exchange as well, she truly is expected to become a family member.
This is really somebody you're welcoming into your home, and yes, they are performing a service for your family, but it's a very personal nature.
It is. It is very much so. Trained live-in nannies, it's just whether they live in or live out, it's just completely different situation from a cost perspective, from flexibility perspective, as well as the rules of the program for an au pair program are mandated by the Department of State. So live in or live out nanny wouldn't have those same restrictions.
Like a live in nanny, then you have to think about, you know, payroll taxes and all of that sort of stuff. Whereas an au pair, it's all set up through the State Department. You know exactly what you're paying. What are some of the main the responsibilities that an au pair would do? And is that any different than a nanny?
Sure. So an au pair is responsible for anything related to the children. So her duties can include waking the children, playing with them, caring for them, bathing them. She can prepare meals for the children, and she can do light housekeeping related to the children. The children's laundry, making their beds, straightening their rooms, cleaning up the kitchen after they eat, or straightening up the playroom once playtime is over, just some examples. She's also allowed to drive children to and from outings as necessary and as directed by the host family. And she can also be expected to stay home with the children when they are absent from school due to illness or holidays or unexpected school closure days.
And that's a big plus for working parents.
No, right?
It really is. We've actually had this come up already. So we've had our au pair take one of our twins to the doctor. It was the second week I went back to work. And so had I not had an au pair, I would have had to be off taking them to the doctor. So it was very helpful.
Yes. We did cloth diapering with my twins. And so it does mean you're going to end up doing, you know, two or three loads of laundry and a lot of stuffing and just, you know, some extra. And it was so nice. I could just delegate. And here's some specific tasks that our au pair, you know, could do. And that was, and then, you know, she would just budget her time, you know, during the day and, you know, get that done. And so it was just such a relief, you know, for having some things I could say, okay, I don't have to worry about it.
I know.
And Rachel, I'm just curious, do you have any, you know, specific things that you delegate that's just kind of like her thing for taking care of the kids?
Yes. So she does the dishes for the babies, which is bottles primarily. And then she also does their laundry. And it's so helpful because they're kind of messy. They spit up a lot. So she's able to clean their clothes, and I don't come home to piles of laundry and dirty bottles everywhere. So it's really, really helpful.
Au pairs are, they're providing a service of childcare and, you know, helping around the house in that regard. But in addition to childcare, I mean, having an au pair, it really is truly a cultural experience. So where do most of the au pairs come from? And, you know, and then how do they benefit from the program?
Sure. So we have applicants in our pool from over 60 countries. So, but there are definitely some more popular countries, and I think it's mostly what's popular culturally within these countries. So Germany and Thailand and Brazil, a lot of South American countries as well. And but you'll see a lot of Western European countries, Sweden, Spain is very popular as well. If you really want an American experience, truly an American experience, living with an American family is just invaluable. And I have been told from au pairs who have participated in the program and gone back home, because their English fluency improved so much spending their 1 to 2 years with an American family, because it is very different than just taking a formal program. Actually being immersed in the American language just allowed them for them to have so many more opportunities professionally when they return to their home countries. So that really is wonderful.
Yes. It's a cultural exchange program. I mean, essentially they are exchange students. And so as families, I mean, we benefit so much from having that cultural exposure in our kids. And I don't know. I mean, and Rachel, maybe you can tell us, where is your current au pair? Where is she from?
Our au pair is from the Czech Republic. And we interviewed a lot of different au pairs when we were looking. And it's kind of hard to find au pairs for infants because you need to find someone that has the infant experience. And one thing I did notice is that Western Europeans tend not to have the infant experience because the maternity leave is so much longer there. So I was looking a lot at Thailand and Brazil and South American countries because they have more experience. But my au pair ended up having a lot of experience with children. And she's awesome. She's brought a lot of her culture to us.
In my family, so my mother-in-law is German. And so my husband speaks some German, but it's very rusty. And so we were hoping to kind of, you know, maybe continue that you know, German or Germanic exposure with our kids and, you know, at least from like a language and maybe some food. So both of our au pairs were from Austria. And so it was just great. So they spoke German, you know, with our girls. In fact, the second one, she took it upon herself and she decided that, you know, for the first half of every day, she would only speak in German. And so my girls just got immersed in that as well. And some of their, you know, first words, I mean, of course they had, you know, the mama and daddy and, you know, the English part, but they learned, like, you know, the playground was Spielplatz. That's what they know.
Awesome. Isn't it incredible how quickly they absorb the other language? I was just fascinated by that. Our pair was German as well. And I would just come home and they would just be saying hi to me or just, you know, popping out random phrases in German and so excited and proud of themselves that they had taken that on so quickly.
So how does Au Pair in America go out and find the au pairs and then, you know, and also with screening, and then how do you do the matching with the families?
So we have a wide network of recruiters who are in country in the areas where we recruit. And, you know, the screening process includes a review of the applicant's childcare experience of first as the initial first step. And then it also includes thorough background checks, including the review and verification of their references, criminal police and medical records, and additional tests, including reviewing their ITEP assessment test to make sure that they do have the expected English proficiency that is needed to communicate at the basic level. You know, we don't expect it to be perfect, but of course, and that's part of the screening process as well. If you have little babies, you probably need somebody with a little, and you're both working outside the home full time, you may want to go with the better English speaker versus my kids were school aged. So we could go with somebody who may not have been the most proficient English speaker because my kids were great facilitators of that. So those are the things to consider when you're looking at an au pair and what your needs are. And it's easy to screen for English language proficiency. Skype has changed the whole game from the very beginning, obviously. And a lot of the au pairs will have a video introduction as part of their application process as well. We have a very robust, it's called expert matching software, and of course an app as well.
Yes, of course. Everybody
there's an app for everything. Yeah. And we have an app for the au pair search as well. As a host family applicant, you're looking through and saying, well, I really want someone who's over 21 and I need somebody who's a driver in her everyday life. And you just can go through and you know, you need somebody who you have a pool in your backyard, so you need somebody who's a swimmer. And you click off all of these, and through the, and then you may have some country preferences because your kid's grandma's German, and you really want them to be connected to that culture in some way because they, you know, they just really have nothing in their everyday American life that connects them to grandma's way of life. So all of those things you can just click off on your online application, and through this expert matching process, you start seeing applicants who really are suited to what you're looking for.
Right. And I think you mentioned that you have advisors that might kind of, you know, guide the family. Maybe the family says, you know, I really want a, I don't know, British nanny. You know, they've got this in their head.
Well, that's a great thing. We have local representatives in all of our communities because that's part of the Department of State regulation that you are, as an agency, we're expected to have a local, we call them community counselors, in the community within 60 miles of your location. Mm-hmm. And this person manages all the host families and au pairs in this location. So she's your on-the-ground, you know, expert. And then we have a placement coordinator who's at her home office in Stamford, Connecticut. And that is your support person there, as well as an additional manager to go to for support issues. But yes, all of these people with their individual experiences are a network. You could use all of them or none of them, decide to do the whole thing on your own, or use either or all as a sounding board as you're trying to make a final decision for your family.
Mm-hmm. It's a really easy process. We did the matching online. We used the app, which was very good because my husband could put au pairs that he wanted to put on there, and I could put ones that I wanted on there, and then we could kind of look at both of the selections that we each were picking. And we went through the profiles. We read everything that was attached. We went through the interview that they had, and we picked four. And then we did the Skype interviews with the four of them. And after the Skype interviews, then we sat down again and said, okay, who do we like at the Skype interviews? And then we narrowed it down again, and we did a second Skype interview. And then it was between two, and we ended up picking our current au pair, who's wonderful. So we made a great choice with her. But it was an easy process, and we were able to really get to know. I was worried at first because they're overseas. You can't have them in your home to meet them before you pick them. But the Skype was really good, and it was really helpful, especially to find out how well they spoke English.
Yes. I mean, here in San Diego, we have a lot of military families. Military families often have to move within, you know, a 2-year, you know, short period of time. How can au pairs help these families?
Well, military families are a big part of the au pair program because so many military families have just unusual schedules and one parent who's could be absent for long periods of time. So I definitely, that really, when I think about how an au pair helps military families participating in the program, it's that extra set of arms, that other adult who's in there when sometimes the other main adult can't be for months at a time or has an unusual schedule, or you have both service members who just need a flexible childcare option and an affordable childcare option as well.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was also thinking, you know, with military families having to sort of pick up and leave and go to a different location, you know, one advantage would be that the au pair can go with them.
Yes.
So instead of having to look for another nanny and
Absolutely.
Childcare and daycare, it's like, okay, well, we've got our childcare with us.
I know. We have 180 locations, including Hawaii. So we do have a lot of service members participating in the program in Hawaii.
Well, that's good. Well, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the costs that are associated with au pairs and how this service can actually save you money. So we'll be right back. Well, welcome back. Today, we're talking with Maria Dozman of Au Pair in America about how having an au pair can be a very affordable and flexible choice for childcare. So so we get into the money. So what are the costs that are associated with having an au pair, and how does it break down within Au Pair of America?
We have three different types of au pair programs. So we have your standard au pair, and that cost is $86.45. That's the annual program fee cost. That's what you pay the agency. And in addition to that, you pay $195.75 as the stipend to the au pair every week. So what that works out to be is, on average, about $365 a week for 45 hours of childcare. And that's per family. It's not per child. But there are additional soft costs, if you will, that come along with that, that you need to keep in mind, that you also add private room and board mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. that as well. And then you automobile insurance. You'd have to check with your own insurance company to find out what the cost would be to add another driver to your policy. And then if you don't need a driver, and your au pair will not be driving, you are expected as a host family to pay for her public transportation, if you're not allowing her use of the car. And then there is an educational component to the program. So she's expected to earn, 6 credits in her 1 year, stay. And, there's an expected allowance towards that of $500 mm-hmm. towards the 6 credits for her to earn her educational component mm-hmm. as part of the program.
Mm-hmm. This would be like at a community college or...
Community college, like, or we have a program with UCLA. Mm-hmm. We've partnered with UCLA, and there's an online program for $500 for 6 credits.
Oh. And then as far as the costs go, just so families can, you know, sort of anticipate what they're paying. I mean, the agency fee is usually paid up front, you know, when there's the you start the whole search and matching process. Before the au pair arrives, right?
Before the au pair arrives. Yes. There's no cost right. to apply and right. just look.
Right.
When you match, that's when you're first, when you've decided that you've found the person, mm-hmm. that's when you make your first payment of $400. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And one of the, what I started out saying was we have 3 different levels. So we have the standard au pair, mm-hmm. and then we have an extraordinaire. So there's a little bit of an extra cost for the extraordinaire. And the extraordinaire is a candidate who has a formal degree in early childhood education and has been working professionally for 2 years.
So there's more experience.
More experience, right. And then EduCare is for those parents who it's a little bit less expensive than the au pair and extraordinaire, and it's only 30 hours per week. So that's for the parents, ideally, where they just know that year-round, they'll never need more than 30 hours of care a week. So there's a little less cost associated with that. So just to break it down, if you go for the extraordinaire, that's $442 a week. Mm-hmm. And your EduCare is $293 per week. Mm-hmm. EduCare is not available everywhere. So it's not available in the San Diego area, but there are other locations in California where it is available.
Okay. Now that's great to know. And then I think the other parts are just the stipend, so then that's paid directly to the au pair
right.
every
that's
week.
Yeah. Considered her pocket money for
yes.
the week.
Yes. Maria, as a host parent, you chose Au Pair in America. So why would you recommend other parents to use their service? And how does Au Pair in America stand out from the competition?
For Au Pair in America, I chose them for their organizational strength. Au Pair in America is a division of the American Institute of Foreign Study. The AIFS has provided educational and cultural exchange programs for more than 50 years. And as you said earlier, specifically with the Au Pair program, about 30 years. And I think we're up to 95,000 au pairs
wow.
that we've placed since. So our resources, having been in this program with the Department of State for so long, enable reliable visa processing, comprehensive insurance for the au pairs, and discounts for host families interested in any of our programs overall. And additionally, Au Pair in America was the first agency granted the authority by the Department of State to offer American families this option for childcare. And our initial model used to this day includes careful screening, and the supervision of local community counselors remains the standard for our program to this day.
Mm-hmm. It's as a parent, I want to know that the screening process is thorough, that you know there's background checks, and that you know there's the structure in place so that we know we're inviting someone into our home who really has been checked out. It's not just filling out a form, but they've been interviewed and really, you know, they've been put through the ringer.
Exactly. And that you have thorough support, not only within your community, mm-hmm. but also such extensive support at the home office.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. With the local.
With your local person, and yes. then your extensive support. And really, you have 24/7 support, not only with your local community support, but also we have 24/7 support available through mm-hmm. our Connecticut office as well.
What kind of training do the au pairs receive before they come here? So you know, when they're matched with a family, and then they are coming over, and I think there's some type of a training program that you offer.
There is.
So prior to the beginning of her time as an au pair in the U.S., the au pair has taken online training as well as in-person U.S.-based orientation for over four days. And so our orientation program is very comprehensive and led by professional instructors who have been working with au pairs for over 25 years. And the in-person training is composed of three major components: the comprehensive adaptation training, as well as child development training, and child safety training through the American Red Cross. So while they're not CPR certified, we do have a scholarship program when they come into the community where they can attend the, at no cost to them, they can become CPR certified. But they do spend a day with the American Red Cross on child safety training.
Oh, that's excellent.
And then we also offer an optional AAA driver safety course as well.
You know, if I can make that recommendation, you know, get your au pair, your state driver's license and do the extra training. I mean, and that's just fantastic that Au Pair in America offers that just extra level to prepare them for those differences.
They even have a little segment, it's over a couple hours long, where they show au pairs the baby equipment. Mm-hmm. Right? Because it's so different in our country what we use. So they just show them what the different pieces could see in their American family when they get there. From the car seat, how to work the car seat, and how to safely strap in the child, and just all different sorts of, you know, baby.
Oh, yes.
Equipment.
Now, I want to go to Rachel. Now, you know, what were some of the different factors, you know, when you chose Au Pair in America? You know, what were some of the things that made you decide, hey, this is really the great program to go with?
Well, first of all, we looked at a couple of different agencies, and I had some friends that had used Au Pair in America. So that's why we ended up choosing them. And they were very quick at getting back to us. So we put in our information and we signed up, which was, they waived some kind of fee. And then we ended up getting the searches really quick. We were contacted by the counselors very quick. And so I was very pleased with them. And one of the reasons we also chose an au pair was because we need the 45 hours a week. So some families might not, but we really need that specific schedule with our work schedule. So it was very helpful to have someone lived in with us. And, you know, getting yourself out the door in the morning is hard enough. So adding twins and a six-year-old, it's really nice to have someone that's in the home and you don't have to get everyone ready and out the door in the morning.
Well, thanks so much to everyone for joining us today. Au Pair in America is offering a special discount for all Twin Talks listeners. You can save $300 when you apply by June 2015. Plus, there's never an application fee. Visit auparinamerica.com/podcast today and get started.
And remember, I just wanted to point out that there is no cost just to go in and do the application. You really don't have to pay anything until you find, well, you don't have to pay anything until you find your au pair, which is great because you can just look around and see if the candidates look like they might be a good fit without making any financial commitments.
Yes, yes. This conversation continues for members of our Twin Talks Club. After the show, Maria and Rachel will share some memorable stories from when they hosted au pairs in their home. For more information about the Twin Talks Club, visit our website, newmommymedia.com.
Hey, Twin Talks, we have a question from one of our listeners. This actually comes from Kelly Marie, and she writes to us on Facebook, and she says, I'm 30 weeks pregnant with twin boys. Is it natural for my stomach to tighten up really tight, and sometimes it even hurts? Is that natural?
This is Dr. Wayne Twinman, and I wanted to respond to the question from Kelly Marie. Kelly, thanks for your question. The answer is unfortunately no, it's not. If you're feeling tightening of your stomach where it's extremely painful, those could easily be preterm contractions. Moms who carry more than one baby are at increased risk for preterm contractions and preterm labor. I would recommend that you contact your doctor's office, and they may very well have you go in to be evaluated for what's called a non-stress test to look for uterine contractions. They may even end up recommending more testing depending on how frequently you're having these tightenings or contractions. Please call your doctor's office when you learn this information, okay? Thanks for your questions and keep them coming.
Well, that wraps up our show for today, and we appreciate you listening to Twin Talks. Don't forget to check out our sister show, Preggy Pals, for expecting parents, and our show, The Boob Group, for moms who breastfeed their babies, and Parent Savers, your parenting resource on the go. This is Twin Talks, parenting times two.
This has been a New Mommy Media production. The information and material contained in this episode are presented for educational purposes only. Statements and opinions expressed in this episode are not necessarily those of New Mommy Media and should not be considered facts. While such information and materials are believed to be accurate, it is not intended to replace or substitute for professional medical advice or care, and should not be used for diagnosing or treating health care problem or disease or prescribing any medication. If you have questions or concerns regarding your physical or mental health or the health of your baby, please seek assistance from a qualified health care provider.
New Mommy Media is expanding our lineup of shows for new and expecting parents. If you have an idea for a new series, or if you're a business or organization interested in joining our network of shows through a co-branded podcast, visit newmommymedia.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey mamas, don't forget to check out Mighty Moms. It's our online community built for new moms just like you. Not only can you connect with other moms, but you can also join us backstage for special mom-only online events. And you'll also be notified when we're recording so you can join us as a special guest. Visit our website, newmommymedia.com, and click on the Mighty Moms banner. It's free. That's newmommymedia.com. See you there.